as we get our recruiting reports. USC head coach Shane Beamer and offensive line coach Lonnie Teasley continue to work on adding quality personnel to their offensive line, especially in light of the knee injury for starting left tackle Jalen Nichols that he suffered back during the spring game. Some help evidently, though, on the way in the form of former Charlotte offensive tackle Jackson Hughes, 6'6", 295. Hughes making a visit to USC today and announcing a commitment to the Gamecocks on his Instagram. He's a native of Greensboro, North Carolina, starting 11 games at left tackle for the 49ers last season. He was a converted defensive lineman, a member of the 49ers' eighth recruiting class, played and started all 11 games, as I mentioned, last year at left tackle, anchored an offensive line that protected the 49ers' record-setting passing game. This coming from their media guide, starting first of five games at left tackle, then shifting over to right tackle for two starts. Key in protecting dual threat quarterback Chris Reynolds, who ranked second in Conference USA in points responsible for and also passing touchdowns. And he broke the single season records for passing yards and TDs. Elsewhere, USC target Notre Dame transfer running back Logan Diggs will take his official visit to LSU this weekend. Diggs visited USC last weekend. He's a native of Louisiana and played for Tigers head coach Brian Kelly when he was at Notre Dame. He also visited Ole Miss during his transfer recruiting process. USC has offered 2025 tight end defensive end Charlatan Strange of Wycott, Pennsylvania. Safety Justin Denson of Myrtle Beach Collegiate has been offered by Arkansas. USC is also among his offers, along with Michigan State, Texas A&M, Penn State, Wisconsin, Florida, and Maryland. USC target defensive end Jamonte Waller has set official visits to Auburn, Penn State, Florida, and Georgia the first four weekends of June. Clemson running back commitment David Azumi, he'll take his official visit with the Tigers on June the 2nd. Wide receiver Christian Zachary was offered by Old Dominion. Blythewood native 6'6 Justin Phillips of Tennessee has entered the transfer portal. He also has his name in the NBA draft at this point and has been invited to the combine. A couple of more recruiting notes after this bottom of the hour break, and then a little NASCAR for you as we get ready for Darlington here on Sports Talk. One final recruiting note, it's something we mentioned last night before we dig into our NASCAR prep for the weekend at Darlington. Joe Girard made it to the Sweet 16 of the NCAA tournament during his sophomore season at Syracuse, and now he wants one more deep run in the tournament, and he believes Clemson is the place to make that happen. Over the weekend, the former Syracuse Orange player made his transfer official to Clemson, and he'll play for head coach Brad Brownell in his final season. As a junior, he shot a career-best 40% from the outside, scoring nearly 13 points per game while averaging just over four assists. Played point guard for his first three seasons at Syracuse, but moved over to the off-ball position his senior year, where he led Syracuse in scoring, averaging a career-best 16 points per game. Everything we do with recruiting up on our website at sportstalkfc.com and also on Twitter. Be sure and use the hashtag ST Recruiting.